Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com.
Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And after a long hiatus, we return to our second annual Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament. Now, if you're listening to this, go ahead. It's okay. I want you to hit the stop button. I want you to go to the show notes. In the show notes, it's going to have all the past episodes. They're not long, and it will get you caught up to where we're at today.
They've already hit the stop button, so they missed all that.
Oh. Well, now you're back, and welcome back.
I said, go ahead, hit the stop button now. And then you didn't tell them.
I'm new at this. So by now you
professional public speaker.
By now you've hit play and you're back with us. So we are. It's a 64-man tournament, and we are in the second bracket. So still first round. I am muddling this up. Let's just get to the matches.
These are going
to
go quick.
Yeah. So we'll see how many we get to. Now, let me reiterate, we're booking a tournament. We're not picking our favorites. We're trying to draw money. We're building to a weekend show, Madison Square Garden one night, Greensboro Auditorium, Greensboro Coliseum the next night. That's what we're building to. The biggest weekend. It sells out in 30 minutes. Here we go. Blackjack Mulligan, Dr. Death Steve Williams.
That's an interesting. Very few of these are interesting to me, but that one is.
Yes.
I gotta give the nod to Dr. Death.
Okay. Any certain
tough, hard hitting, stiff match, but just hits Big Mulligan with that big power slam.
You know, as I'm looking through this, I don't see Barry Windham's name, and I believe he was eliminated in the preliminaries. He must have just took a bad draw, but I would love to, on the undercard of one of our Barry Windham and Blackjack Mulligan, maybe taking on Bob Orton Jr. and Randy Orton. Could we do something like that?
That's a good idea.
You know, I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Here's our second matchup. So if you're a fan and you bought a ticket to this night of matches, you're going to get a little bit of everything. Because you just had Snot Bubble Wrestling, and now you got Dolph Ziggler and Owen Hart.
That's going to be a barn burner. And I think that Ziggler is the highest paid job guy in the business for a reason, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to put Owen Hart over. Owen Hart's walking away with that one. And we're on the anniversary of his death yesterday. So
yeah.
What the heck, you know?
And it's going to be Owen Hart and Dr. Death Steve Williams in the second round.
That's a match I'd rather see. I'd rather see, you know, Dr. Death and Owen Hart and Dr. Death and Dolph Ziggler.
I'm curious as to if that match happened in Japan, maybe.
Could have. We can find out.
Next we got Contrasting Styles.
Boy, you ain't lying.
Captain Redneck, Dick Murdoch. Versus Bray Wyatt.
I gotta give the win to Bray Wyatt. Because okay. I can use Dick Murdoch on my other show, and you know, I like Bray Wyatt. I like both guys. But
yeah. I think Bray Wyatt gives you some different opportunities that Dick Murdoch does not give you.
Because you were talking about, but I'm looking later down the line.
Right.
Because you were talking about Mulligan and Windham, but I'm thinking about Mulligan and Wyatt.
Ooh.
With, you know, maybe something goes down where I got to get some, where granddaddy's got to come out and save him.
Yes. Maybe you got. Maybe we pull. Maybe we. Maybe you get a War Games. Mulligan, Rotunda, Windham, and Bray Wyatt versus, I don't know. Ted DiBiase. I don't know who you get.
Those guys are not in the tournament. Ted DiBiase Jr. is not in this tournament.
This is true. This is true. All right, our next match. Jumbo Sheruda.
I guess Dusty and Cody are, though, right? Was Cody in the...
I believe Cody was in our prelims.
And I'm confident we put Dusty in it.
Yeah, Dusty beat Shinsuke Nakamura on the last.
I'd love to see that match.
Yes. Jumbo Sheruda and Edge.
I mean, Sheruda's great. But, man, Edge has good matches with everybody. But so does Sheruda. That's a tough.
Would you rather see Jumbo Sheruda versus Bray Wyatt or Edge versus Bray Wyatt? How would you have liked to see Bray Wyatt as part of the Brood? That would have been.
He's got his own thing. I like seeing him as the leader.
No, I'm saying make him switch him and Gangrel.
I got to go with Edge. Really all like, I mean. I know Edge is going to have a good match with anybody.
All right, next we have a man who had a great run in last year's tournament, taking on a man that didn't even make. No, he did make our Final 64. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg and Macho Man Randy Savage.
I think Savage has got something to prove. He's going to hit the elbow drop and beat Goldberg. And I mean, it's going to shock the world.
Yes.
That Savage knocked Goldberg out this soon.
Because didn't Goldberg make the Final Four? It was Goldberg, Cena,
yeah.
Undertaker, and Misawa.
Because I never would have thought Goldberg would make it that far in any tournament that I had anything to do with. Because I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but I think part of that was to prove, and he got a pretty easy. I mean, he had a pretty easy draw. Maybe not an easy draw, but.
But Savage, I mean, Savage is Savage, so.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad putting him over Goldberg.
Next, we got a match we've seen. It's Kenta Kobashi and Samoa Joe.
If you hadn't seen it, you should go out of your way to.
Yes.
A great match.
Yes.
And I think Kobashi takes it.
Yes. Kobashi had a great run in last year's tournament. Next, we've got a match. This is a blind draw. You couldn't have scripted this any better.
Could you? You couldn't.
And I'm ready to fight for this. Here we got.
You have to have been listening to this show from early on. To
Day
understand
one.
Why this is so funny.
And this, to me, this match encapsulates our relationship. It encapsulates this show. Big Van Vader versus Rick Martel. Martel with the roll up and gets the win. No.
I think you're looking at a good match. Rick Martel's a great worker.
Wait a minute. All right, everybody hit that button. It goes back 15 seconds. Want you hear that again? Rick Martel's a great worker.
I never said Rick Martel wasn't any good. I have questioned. I think the one time that we talked about Rick Martel that spawned this all of this was like you were comparing him.
Right.
We were talking about like some of the greatest tag team wrestlers or something all time, and you were like, I got to go with Rick Martel. I mean, he was a part of Strikeforce. And I just thought, like, well, that's so stupid.
I think your beef, it wasn't with Martel. It was with my elevating Martel.
Right, to this legendary tag team wrestler status. Like,
yeah.
Where did that – I didn't know where that came from. I thought
yeah,
that was
I don't,
ridiculous.
Now that I'm thinking back, you know what else was ridiculous? Rick Martel's AWA ring jackets.
Yes. And the fact that he came to the ring to let's hear it for the boy.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Because we watched that show, that match in Japan.
With Flair. Yeah.
Let's hear it for the boy.
What a song, man.
Let's hear it for the boy. Speaking of songs, at KFC today, what great music.
Yeah, man.
We still got to go back and watch Miami, Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine with Bad Boys.
They were playing that over the radio.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys. And it was Cats.
Yeah,
like, if you've never seen that video, it's like.
Oh, it was stupid.
Yeah.
It was like the cast of the Broadway show Cats, right?
I think so. Yeah, and if ever there was a song that did not portray what a bad boy was like.
Yeah, it was those cats doing the jazz hands.
Yeah. And just the tone of that song.
Yeah.
You know, it's got all the little the trumpets and stuff. It's like
trumpets and stuff.
Shut up. Brig Martel going over. No, Big Van Vader.
Yeah, of course it's Big Van Vader. Because I know the next match.
Yes.
Because I'm torn.
It's The Miz and Eddie Guerrero.
Sorry, so here's my dilemma.
Okay.
To my knowledge, at least competitively, mm-hmm. at least when it would have been a back and forth competitive match, Vader and Eddie Guerrero never had a match.
Yeah.
But I would love to see how Eddie Guerrero had a match with a guy like Big Van Vader.
Yes.
Eddie Guerrero is great.
Yeah.
He's another great worker. However, I'd also like to put The Miz in there with Vader.
Yeah.
So that Vader could just stomp a mud hole in him.
Yeah.
And walk it dry.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do here. Because in order for me to get The Miz in the ring with Vader and then pay Vader the extra money to shoot on him.
Mm.
I got to let The Miz beat Eddie Guerrero, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Right.
Because I'm a big Eddie Guerrero fan.
Right.
And then I got to remember it's a business. It's not about doing these types of awful things to people.
Really? Okay.
No, I don't really. I wouldn't really do that. But, yeah, I got to go with Eddie Guerrero. Just because I don't like The Miz. I'm allowed one indulgence here.
No, right.
And
you know. What do you mean indulgence? Eddie Guerrero, I mean, that's the obvious choice.
I don't know that it would be obvious to a lot of people who are fans of wrestling today.
Can you? All right, here's me.
I saw a thing the other day that WWE posted about who has the best elbow drop, and there were like six choices. There's not six choices. It's not a question. It's a statement that Randy Savage had the best off-the-top rope elbow drop, not Corey Sane or whatever her name is.
What?
She was the one that everybody was saying.
Wow.
The only two people that belong in the conversation of possibly having the best are Shawn Michaels and CM Punk.
Yeah.
The only two people
that
I would allow. Other than that, there's nobody today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if people today wouldn't, because they love The Miz. I love his heel work. I heard this dummy on Twitter last night. I don't even know who it was.
Heard him.
Saw him. Read his tweets. I want to be the most hated man in professional wrestling. Do you guys think I should open a t-shirt shop?
No. Not what?
Well, he started out with, should heels have t-shirt shop? But anyway, it said, I want to be the most hated man in the world. But you're on there asking people whether you should have a t-shirt shop or not. You can't have it both ways.
No.
You can be hated.
Yeah.
And you can have a t-shirt shop.
Right.
And still be hated.
Yeah.
But you can't ask people for their approval.
Right.
About a t-shirt shop.
Because if you're because if you're asking people for their approval, you're showing that you care whether they hate.
You care what they think or not.
Yes.
You don't want to be the most hated man.
Yeah.
You know? You want people to cheer how good you are as a heel. That's what you want. You actually want to be a babyface.
Right. This is great.
When you're really a heel, you say things that you know might offend people that like you and that you like.
Right.
Because you still, I don't care.
Yeah. If you really want to be a heel, when you go out to your gimmick table And the guy comes up to him, he's like, man, I know you didn't really mean that. You look at him and say, no, I did mean it. You are fat, and you need to get a job.
Uh-huh. And your mother dresses you funny.
Yes.
You're ugly, and your mother dresses you funny.
I never understood what those two things had to do with each other, that you were ugly and your mother.
I think there's a lot of layers to that insult. Number one, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Number two, your clothes are horrible. Number three, your mother still dresses you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's probably a couple of more layers of that onion that you could peel back.
Yes.
If you wanted to.
Yes. And that's just talking about me today.
Yes. Although that is a sweet shirt.
Yeah,
where'd you get that shirt?
Double Drop, SOScustomTees.com, our great sponsor. Hey, Mark Segwayed! Mark Segwayed. Hey, yeah, SOS Custom Tees, our great sponsor. Check them out. Hey, go on Facebook. Like their Facebook page. You'll be entered into a monthly drawing every single month. They do a giveaway. So you just like their page once, you could win now 7 prizes. And at the end of the year, there's a grand prize.
Am I eligible for those prizes?
I think you are, yeah.
I like the page.
Yeah.
I like the page.
I like the page. I think that's on the up and up.
I don't see why anybody would have a problem.
Right. I mean, there's a, yeah. I don't think you're eligible for the grand prize.
So I am the grand prize.
That's right. So go like that. Hey, while you're on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, go to Double Dropkick Show, like that page. While you're on Facebook, go find the wrestling you grew up with. It is the greatest group in the history of mankind. I may approve your joining today. I may approve it tomorrow. Mark will not approve it.
I approve sometimes. I go through and approve. Yeah, every once in a while. I used to do it a lot more than I do now.
Me too.
I just ain't got time to keep up with.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot. I've been going through and thinning the herd a little bit.
Yeah. I'm kind of in a place where I want to thin the herd of people that we allow to advertise for free.
Oh, well, I have thinned that herd. I have.
It's not fair. I don't think it's fair to people that pay us to advertise that we advertise other people for free.
This is true.
And I don't think it's fair that they pay other people
to
advertise with them, but they think they can advertise for our 100,000 people for free.
Right. Right. I let them do a couple, and then I cut them off.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, so this was part, I don't know what part we're on, but it was the second part of the first round of their Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament. Let's run down these matches. Dr. Death Steve Williams defeated Blackjack Mulligan. Owen Hart defeated Dolph Ziggler. Bray Wyatt defeated Dick Murdoch. Edge defeated Jumbo Sharuda. Randy Savage defeated Goldberg. Kenta Kobashi defeated Samoa Joe. Vader defeated Rick Martel, and Eddie Guerrero defeated The Miz. And you know who the big winner is of all this?
The fans.
They got to see all these great matches. Mm-hmm. So, hey, make sure, like I said, check out the show notes. If you're just jumping in and heard this episode, you can go back. You can listen to all the episodes leading up to this. And I encourage you, because we're playing off some things that happened in last year's tournament. You need to go back and listen to that. And good stuff. And as always, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulligan.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.